I'm feeling right. A little slow today.
Today?
Yes, Tyler. Disabled right. People can still have slow days. You can be slower. Always.
All right. Well, you know, that seems retarded, but all right.
Whoa. You got to be 100% sure if it's retarded.
You
got to
be.
There's no seeming.
Just like when you call a girl a hoe, you got to know for 100% that they are what you say.
Welcome to Talking Fail. I am your host this week, Tyler, and with me I have Arthur. Oh, that's right. Arthur's late. Ethan, you're here on time.
Yeah, that's because I didn't have anything else to do. What? Yep.
And Will, what are you? Oh!
Sorry, you scared me.
Okay.
I wasn't prepared.
Okay. So how's everybody doing?
I'm pretty good. My heart rate's
yeah,
up there.
Yeah, I was saying earlier, my throat feels pretty swollen. And it's like closed.
Well, you know what's really good? You know what's perfect for that?
Not anything that you have to offer.
Talking on a podcast for like 2 hours like we normally do every
Oh, you're right. I shouldn't have gotten sick or whatever happened. Shoot. Sorry, Tyler.
All right, well, we'll just have to kick you off the episode, and it'll just be a me and Will show.
Oh, all right. I'm gonna go join our tour.
I got a couple hidden code words.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Do the hidden code words game.
I think there'll be two tonight.
Okay.
So, and Arthur is also the shot caller for the $5 that we have.
Which, okay.
So, I think we're going to dodge all the shots again.
Well, we'll have to see how this goes.
It's a bold move, Cotton. So there's a new development in the room routine.
Okay, well, what is the room routine?
Well, you know,
so
like...
So everyone's clear.
I've run out of, like, people to show it to. So there's, like, no more okay. real... Like, I also don't have a ton of time to watch it, you know? Mm-hmm. But when I'm at work... I'm driving a lot, so what I've done is I've downloaded it to my phone, and I listen to the movie.
Gotcha. I mean, most of the humorous parts comes from the dialogue.
Yeah, and if there's like a visual thing, I remember.
Yeah. How many times, roughly, have you watched the movie, Will, at this point?
Like 5 or 6.
I mean. Oh, okay. Only 5 or 6. I was wondering if like it was in the 15 or 20 range.
That's like not counting me listening to it. Like,
sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That doesn't count. Do you feel like you're getting close to the end of the room? Like you're going to be burned out?
Oh, I think it comes in cycles, you know, like at some points you'll get a little bit tired of it and you take a little bit of a break, but you always come back to it. It's like going to sleep or alcohol. You get tired at first, but you just keep coming back.
Okay. Because I feel like you pick up on, you have something that you are really into and you like you emulate for a period of time and then you move on to something else. Like, I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but I feel like you... For a long time, like when The Soup was on and Community was on the air, you like had a Joel McHale kind of emulation going. And I don't know. It seems like that went away when like The Soup and Community went
away. Tyler, I see where you're going. Then, you're trying to segue into the fact that Daniel Tosh just renewed for another season on Comedy Central for Tosh.0.
No, but okay.
Yeah, and his tweet was pretty funny in that he said knowing when to quit is overrated.
Those are wise words.
Mm-hmm. So what's Joel McHale doing? He's starting The Soup. What's that?
Well, he started a new show. Is it with Hulu?
Netflix.
Now, I've never seen The Soup and don't know anything about his new show, so I think I should go ahead and talk about it
okay.
for a little bit.
Yeah, tell us about the show, Ethan.
Isn't it exactly the same as The Soup?
Pretty much.
Which is just like Tosh.0?
Which is
okay,
just
whoa,
like...
Okay, whoa, whoa, whoa. No. Tosh.0 is a complete ripoff of The Soup.
But The Soup is a...
I don't believe
a ripoff
that,
of
but...
Talk Soup.
No, The Soup... used to be Talk Soup.
No, Joel McHale was never on Talk Soup, though.
There's something called Talk Soup?
So, hang on. I want to make sure and get my timeline stuff correct. But there was a TV show called Talk Soup on the E! Channel. It premiered in 1991. And the original host was Greg Kinnear.
Right, yeah.
And then I guess they had John Henson, Hal Sparks, which doesn't ring a bell, and then Aisha Tyler. And then it turned into The Soup.
I didn't know they had Aisha Tyler. That's interesting.
Yeah, 2001 to 2002. Hmm. And then it turned into The Soup with Joel McHale, who was the host.
Hmm.
And that ran from 2004 to 2015.
But it was on the E! Network. So does that like really count? As a TV show?
Technically, it does.
Okay.
And then now Joel McHale has moved on to the Joel McHale show with Joel McHale on Netflix.
Who's on that show?
Do you think he's kind of putting himself in a creative box there?
Well, it means that they can't fire him without canceling the show. So I think it's a pretty powerful, you know, it's a power
Would
movie.
It not be like 100% funnier if it was the Joel McHale show with someone completely different?
The Joel McHale show with Aisha Tyler.
Featuring Chevy Chase.
That would be the perfect person to replace him. But no, I mean, in the beginning of this podcast, I pushed heavily for the Tyler show with Tyler to be the title, but... You guys shot me down for some reason.
I just wanted to not do that.
Yeah, I know.
I wanted to be on something that I could show to my friends and family.
Well, we'll get there.
Now we haven't...
One day.
Yeah, once we start doing that, I can't wait to to tell everyone I know.
I was really hoping Archer had just gotten here, and that was his way to intro himself. But
well, no, I see for behind the scenes for everybody, Archer's usually signed in as himself and he has these controls, and right now I'm signed in as Archer, so I have the controls, so I can do things like
he keeps putting himself in charge. Mm-hmm. Of everything.
I'm just slowly getting more and more power. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I can upload my own thing. What should I upload? What should be on our like our speed dial of sound effects and music?
Well, we've got some stuff that you could send.
Yeah, Ethan and I have some home videos that.
Stop! Like adding the extra degree. My whole shtick is I take it too far. You're not allowed to one up me. You can't. Emergency weather report.
So, this is kind of visual, but as you may remember from last week, Ethan and I have these lighters that are electric.
Yes.
And I'm currently holding my lighter, and I'm also holding an SD card, and it like perfectly fits in between the beam, and it is really hard not to turn it on and see what happens.
Do it.
Is there anything on the SD card?
No, but...
That is important.
Hack the SD card with your electric, your sonic.
Do you have a way of putting out the inevitable fire?
Oh, I was hoping that sentence would end earlier. There's a fire extinguisher right outside my front door, actually, which is kind of funny. They knew. They knew.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
they know.
When we set stuff on fire with it while I was there, you just started throwing things in the sink.
Well, fire extinguisher is the last resort. Like, I think I might have to pay for it if I break that glass.
Well, how can they prove that it was you?
Yeah, I mean, I was going to put out the fire, but...
Will, it's outside your condo. It's, you know, it's on the outside of the building. How will they prove that it was you?
I'm just so honest, I would leave a note.
All right.
That's why.
That's really funny.
So, hang on. What would the note say?
Dear people who own this apartment complex, I'm sorry to say I had to take the fire extinguisher virginity. The end.
What did you do with it?
Once you use it, it's tainted, right? Like you can't use it again.
Well, I mean, it's sprayed all it's got in the container.
Mm-hmm. And then I decided to use the fire extinguisher. And then... I
had to use the fire extinguisher to put out the raging flames in my loins.
Add that one to the list.
So what's your best fire extinguisher story?
I've never needed to use one. And I'm a little disappointed by that.
Yeah, me too.
Because I kind of want to.
I've certainly started enough fires to warrant using one, but at the church that we all used to frequent, I would go around, and none of them were locked, ever. I would just pull on the handle, and it would open up. It's like, what's the point of having the break glass thing? I thought I really stumped you there for a second, but you were just trying to find that.
What's the deal with...
No, I was stumped.
Fake
I was just
glass,
trying to
you don't, break glass. You don't got to break.
No, I was stumped. I was just trying to move on from it because it was just dumb. I've gotten mad with power.
I think we need to get Arthur back in control of this.
Arthur, Mom, Tyler won't stop.
Oh, hey guys, why is?
Are you sharing?
Kurt Cobain, Courtney Love, and Frances Bean Cobain trending right now?
Did one of them die?
I hope it's not Kurt.
But one, hate to break it to you, buddy. Yeah, he passed away.
He's been dead a long time. Hmm. Let me just Google who Kurt Cobain is real quick.
I need to edit that out because I can't. I can't even.
Do you not know? Do you really not know?
Kurt Cobain death says the second Google search. Kurt Cobain, singer, songwriter, musician, born in Aberdeen, Washington. Nirvana. Yeah. Nirvana.
Will,
I couldn't name you one.
You probably
of their
don't
songs,
even know who Dave Grohl was. God.
Dave, isn't he the comedy guy? That's Nick Kroll, sorry. Dave Grohl.
You're not going to be able to spell it.
We've done this before.
Kurt
I think
Cobain
we've done
would
this.
Have been 51 today.
Oh.
Oh, this guy, the guy who lead sings the band that your son was wearing a t-shirt of.
The Foo Fighters.
That Dave Grohl.
The Foo Fighters, yes. Also, yeah, I mean, also don't...
I'm not going to say that.
Don't make the connection between whatever random topic we're talking about and the clothing that my son wears.
When I saw your kid at school, he was wearing that shirt.
He didn't even preface it with that. I saw him at school. It was just, oh yeah, with that shirt that your son wears. Like,
I get no, no. Yes, you're totally right. I only said that because I saw that and went, "Hey, I like your shirt." And he's like, "Thanks." I'm like, "Cool." Now I have something to say on the podcast. Foo Fighters T-shirt.
A vague threat.
Sorry, Tyler. I won't talk about your family
Ooh,
anymore.
Radiohead's in the news.
Yeah, they announced a tour.
Oh, that's boring. I was hoping there was some controversy or something.
Nope.
Aren't they now in their career where they say they have an announcement and it could either be one of them has cancer or they're going on tour?
Pretty much.
Could be both.
Or am I...
Yeah, okay. It could be like a tour, a cancer tour.
We're going on our I Have Cancer tour. Across the world.
They got albums and cancer to promote.
The same thing.
Ouch.
I guess Will does not like Radiohead.
Your music's so bad it gave you cancer.
Will is not a fan.
Man, there was a lot of gun control and Donald Trump on Google Trends. Wonder why.
Okay, now I just have the visual in my head of somebody going to one of their concerts. They're in the very front row with everybody else, just like at the fence, right at the front of the stage, screaming excited. But they're in a wheelchair. It's pale, no hair, and they're just pushing themselves out with their finger pointed out at you! You did this to me!
Do you think somebody who is confined to a wheelchair has ever crowd surfed in the wheelchair?
Yes, I've seen a video of that. And
really?
Like halfway through, they just like dropped him.
Oh.
Well, what happens when they get separated from their wheelchair and are crowd surfing? Because you're just drifting.
Take me back.
The tide's taking me out. I'm headed towards the row of guys tripping. Help!
Do you remember that story of Kanye West like yelling at the people that everyone has to stand? And he was like shouting at one particular person, and that guy was in a wheelchair.
Oh.
I saw. He's like, everybody stand. And spent 2 minutes on this one person trying to get them to stand until somebody ran up and let him know, hey, they can't stand. They're in a wheelchair.
I bet you if Kanye West had gone out there and like touched his shoulder, the guy would have stood up.
What was his response to that? Wasn't it something like, oh, okay, well, if that's why, then you're sure he's crippled? It was something really
bizarre.
Double check. Like that. Nah, I think I'm just going to go with my wild accusation.
We've learned tonight so far that Will is not a fan of Radiohead, but is a fan of Kanye West.
I mean, yeah, come on.
They should do a collaboration.
I think, wouldn't that be Kanye just sampling something and...
Come on.
Or is that not what...
Power!
I don't know. Radio! I don't know what their songs are.
Yes, the band Radiohead.
Head listening to the radio just, in my car.
Yep, there it is. All bands sing about them, their own band names and their songs.
I'm pretty sure I've heard Kanye West say his own name like a bunch of times. Just saying.
Yeah, that's a bad example.
We're switching feet. Switch your feet. One foot, other foot.
Everyone,
switch your feet.
Even that guy in the back. That's sitting down.
Which socket's gonna kill you? AC or DC? Which one's gonna kill you? Alternating or direct? Which one's gonna kill you?
It blocks out the sky. It's a Led Zeppelin.
After 3 inches, it doesn't really matter how long your nails are.
Who are you? Who? I really gotta know.
We're playing cold. Just play cold. Yellow, play cold.
Taylor Swift.
You can't just say her name. Although that's one step below what I was doing.
Have you ever seen Kanye West doing Bohemian Rhapsody?
No.
It's really
bad.
Does
he actually do it?
Yeah. He'll like,
does he
it's
do
like a minute
all the parts?
He does like the opening minute of the song, and it's pretty bad.
Okay.
You should listen to it, I guess.
Well, here it is.
Is that Minecraft?
No.
Mama
is dead. My mom's dead.
Wow, this band must be called Dead Mom.
My dead mom.
So we should be seeing Arthur like anytime now. Mm-hmm. Potentially.
But it was 30 minutes till he's done. So he has to get home and then set up.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure Arthur's just going to be on for like 10 minutes and then we'll end the show.
Arthur, would you like to close us out?
Oh, I guess I hung out with Ethan on Friday.
You did?
Yeah. We celebrated by recording in my room. It's gonna be the first episode of Cruising Craigslist, a new YouTube series coming to you soon.
Starring Will and Ethan?
Yeah, starring
Bruce Peckman and Dynaflex.
Also, it's kind of about Craigslist, and also half of it is about getting distracted and going to other websites other than Will Craigslist.
We should go to Ashley Madison. Hello, David. Please have a seat. Did you know that you were meeting two 20-year-old men here tonight?
No, the account is for the show. It's a show account. It's
20? I thought they were 15.
Two 20-year-olds?
They catfished me.
That's like one 30-year-old. This isn't what I want.
That's double what I want. I'm no longer comfortable being on this podcast.
I'm no longer comfortable being alive.
Okay, well, stop complaining about it and do something. Be a man. Don't complain about your problems. Accept your responsibilities. I'm just incentivizing him to say, this is my problem. Here's the solution I want. And then to whatever that solution is, pull the trigger on it.
Wait, Ethan.
I'm back in this podcast, by the way.
Ethan, did you just say be a man?
Be a man, Hulk. Oh, yeah. Be a man.
My throat's too sore to do this with you. Wait. Damn it.
That's why is what it she so said. Swollen again?
That's a great question.
It's like we were hanging out and then you went home and your throat hurts.
It was pretty bad before I got there.
Oh. And I just made it worse.
It got worse once I got home. So what are your guys' visions for yourselves 3 to 5 years in the future?
Oh boy.
Oh, thank God. Oh, hey. Oh my God. Oh, I thought we were gonna have to answer that.
Oh well, and my other host, Archer. So Ethan, your birthday party is coming up.
Something's happening.
Is there anything you want to do? Like
that's a good
or should
question.
I plan everything for you and surprise you? Mwahahaha.
I truly don't know. I've never planned a birthday for, like, I've never sat down and gone, here's what I want to do for my birthday, and I don't know how to start doing that.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure you didn't have something of like, oh, now that I'm 21, I'm going to get some lotto tickets or something. Like, I don't know.
It's cigarettes.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to. So I turned 18. It became the eligible age to start smoking. Then turned 20. Then they switched it up to 21. So I'm about to become re-eligible.
Relive that.
You should get addicted to cigarettes very briefly and then so you could quit.
I would go get some pipe tobacco.
Yeah, the last time I had a cigar was in Pasadena, and the night didn't end well. And that's, I think, why I don't like cigars.
How can a cigar not end well?
It's just it's tobacco, and you know, it's not. I didn't like it. All right, that's all I'm gonna say.
Wait, Arthur, where did the cigar touch you?
I don't.
Look, man, that's between me and.
You can't smoke a cigar that way.
Yeah, you're right.
No, I'm very interested to try. I don't know if my taste is good enough to like hyper appreciate what it is, but
there's only one way to find out.
Well, next week on Talking Fail, we'll find out.
Oh, well, actually, it's.
Oh
not...
yeah, it's.
It's the 80s. Yeah, all right. It was a bit, okay.
Because we record live.
From New York, it's...
Saturday night.
Tuesday, Wednesday, you know, we'll find out night.
But if you're a Patreon subscriber, you can go through time.
Ooh. And you're invited to the birthday party.
Oh, okay.
Just, right?
Yeah, or is that... yeah, just random people show up at my house.
Bring alcohol. That's the entrance fee.
Please do not bring weapons.
Also, any experimental drugs you think I'd like. 21, it's about experience.
Don't bring weapons unless they're pretty cool, you know? If it's a pretty cool weapon, then...
Yeah, if you've got nunchucks.
Boom. You know, that's...
If you've got nunchucks, what other cool weapons?
Shurikens.
Ooh, yeah, there you go.
Samurai swords, AR-15s.
Poison.
Poison's a cool one. Poison's a little quiet, though.
Yeah, bull guns.
Well, it's a woman's weapon.
Trebuchet.
Women have good ideas.
Okay, Ethan.
And Archer.
And women can be presidents. I just want everyone to know.
You're concerned about the... Wait,
I want everyone to know that a woman can be president.
Okay.
And it's not funny.
Apparently, but apparently not if she just wants it enough. Or wants it.
Ethan.
It's apparently more than just wanting something.
And the heat is passing on to Ethan.
Ah, shoot. I don't know her personally. So.
Okay.
I don't have a reason to like her either. I don't actually care. I don't care. I don't care about most people. I do not care. But I will make fun. I don't know why I'm upset.
All right. Well, that was our show for this week.
I shouldn't take it out on you guys.
Thank you for joining us. Tune in next week. And so Ethan can apologize.
To who? I'm not apologizing.
Who's the Archer of the podcast?
I may or may not like Hillary Clinton.
Oh. Are we still...
And I may or may not have any reason. Because I may not care.
I'm with
her. Should I stop talking? I should stop.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Okay, who's Archer of the podcast?
Are we still doing that?
Yeah, we've done it every week. Do you not remember?
Sure. Sure.
Who is our last guest?
Brian Matthews?
Yeah.
So,
cool.
Is that his name?
That'll do it.
So I guess the Cruising kind of Craigslist is the Archer of the podcast this week.
Oh, yeah.
We never agreed to this. What are you talking about? you can't just inject promotion. But yeah, Cruising Craigslist is pretty cool. You should check it out. CruisingCraigslist.fail. And it's got like a YouTube channel, and they look at Craigslist. And Will, why don't you take it from here?
Unless Archer objects, it's going to be up on the Talking.fail YouTube channel. Archer. That okay?
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
You said Arthur, you said I couldn't put my crafting videos on there.
Tyler's Bob Ross channel in Photoshop. Yeah. Now we're just going to do a little clone stamp over here. No one's got to know about this except us.
No, but seriously though, what is Cruising Craigslist about? And I want to go watch it, but I'm biased.
Didn't you just vouch for it, Arthur? And you haven't watched it?
Yeah, that's how this works.
He's a good host. He vouches for it and then looks into it later.
So, Ethan, why don't you go ahead and sell us on Cruising Craigslist?
Well, so Cruising Craigslist is a show where Will and I look at everything that's Craigs. And the first episode is his list, which is the site that you're all familiar with. We just... start browsing around, checking things out. Some deals we pursue because it's things we're interested in. There's a lot of pizza cutters. We find that out. And then we kind of just continue down with wherever that takes us. It's kind of the internet through our eyes. I think is the way to put it.
So what's your favorite item that you've seen on Craigslist that like just stood out, you know, just spoke to you? Just like
It wasn't the item itself, it was what people are looking for or what we could potentially offer, and that would be love, actually. That is the
I think you might be on the wrong site. In what way did you offer love on Craigslist?
We haven't offered love strictly yet. There are a lot of people looking for it, a lot, but all kinds, like big spoon, little spoon, cuddling. Some people wanted some Black Panther viewing partners who may or may not have been busty. I might be confusing.
Do you mean husky?
Nope.
Interesting. Okay.
And Will, how about you try and salvage this?
I think he ejected 5 minutes ago.
We have a great intro.
Awesome. So I'm sold. Frankly, what's the most expensive thing you guys got on the?
We don't know what it is yet.
No, that's good.
I think we saw what? Like a four layer pizza oven, like for a restaurant, and I think that was like $4,000.
Will was very concerned at the fire hazard it posed in its current location. It was just lots of paper.
But
we found a lot of great massage offers in the area, and
ooh,
a nice pizza place from the Google Maps searching of the massage area, which looks like it's actually in somebody's home, so we won't be going there. But across the street, there's some good pizza.
Mm-hmm. And no one...
We should actually check that place out.
Well, I look forward to seeing that video. And then if it's good, we might put it to the Patreon, you know?
No.
No one can see that video.
I ended the show and you guys interrupted the ending, so I don't...
Embrace it. Pursue that true self, that inner Ethan.
Someone say inner Ethan. So, goodbye, guys.
So long. Wait, don't we have to close to music? Talk about... Thank you. Thank you for joining Talking Fail. And we appreciate you directing yourself on over to Cruising Craigslist. The best massage recommendations and deterrents from poor pizza cutters anywhere on the internet. Soon you'll be able to see our faces and then wish you hadn't. But come on and enjoy the ride. I'm out of music. Which reminds me that I ran out of space on somebody's answering machine twice this week. So that's probably an indicator of something. Good night, everybody.
Thank you to everyone who sent us listener questions this week. You can support us directly on patreon.com/talkingfail. Our Twitter is @talkingfail, and you can download our shows at www.talking.fail on iTunes, Google Play, and many other podcatching apps. You left a message? Nobody leaves messages.
I made a lot of mistakes, okay?